Eternal God and our Father, we come before your presence, thanking you for your goodness and mercy, thanking you for giving us another day and another chance to pray unto thee. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for all that you're doing, for how you're blessing. Oh, my God, we pray that you look upon us with compassion and mercy. Look upon your people everywhere throughout the world. We pray that you will touch and give your people strength. Help your people to stand during these trying times. We know that thou art able, and we know that you have the power. Oh, my God, our faith looks up to you. You are our strength, and we know that you're able to come to our rescue, to touch and strengthen us some more, to help us to go through. We want to stand for you. We want to endure unto the end. Make us what you would have us to be. Help us to seek thy face. Help us to draw nigh unto thee, O Lord, for we want a closer walk with thee in the name of Jesus. Bless today, Lord. We pray that you will have your way and let your will be done. We pray that you will touch their bodies, heal and deliver, save their souls, fill with the Holy Ghost. Be merciful, O Lord. We know you're able. We know you are a healer. We are dependent on you today, Jesus, to work a miracle, Lord, in somebody's life. Somebody needs you today, Lord. Somebody needs deliverance, Lord. Touch today, Jesus. Stretch out your mighty hand, Lord. Bless in a special way, Lord. Send thine anointing. Send thy word. Take full control. Speak to our hearts and minds. Lead us on to victory, Lord. We want to be able to stand. We want to go through, Lord, in these last and evil days. Oh, my God, we are looking to you. No other help we know, Lord. You are our very present help. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you look upon every listener. Have mercy today, oh, Lord. Grant the petitions. Lord, bless, Lord. Jesus, we pray that you look on the speaker of the hour. Continue to bless and send thy word. Send thy anointing. Let the word of God reach some dying soul. In the name of Jesus, change somebody's heart. Change their mind. Give them a mind to seek your face and to call upon thy name. Jesus, we know you're able, Lord. Now, Lord, we pray that you look upon the souls of men, those who have lost loved ones to the COVID virus, those, oh, Lord, who are suffering right now in the hospitals. Have mercy, Jesus. We know you're able to save and you're able to deliver. Deliver today, Lord. Touch with your finger of love. Send mercy today, Lord. Oh, my God, move in a mighty way. Work miracles today. Faith to the utmost. We know you can do it. We're depending on you today. We are looking to you. You are our strength, and you are our hope. No other help we know. We're depending on you, oh, Lord. We know you're able to take us through. You're able to keep us. You're able, Lord, to help us to endure unto the end. Help us, Jesus. Help us to hold out. In the name of Jesus, bless your people everywhere, Lord. Look upon your pastors, your ministers, your evangelists, the missionaries, the mothers, the lay members. touch the one I want to name by name. Grant the petitions according to thy will. Help us to give thy name the praise, and the glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, we thank you. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, this part of the broadcast into the hands of Deacon Nelson Tyler.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Truly thanking, praising the Lord, giving the opportunity to do something for him. I will be reading a scripture. It'll be coming from the 24th number of Psalms. This is a Psalm of David. The Bible reads, "The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. For he has set it upon the sea, and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from God, the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory, Selah." I truly thank the Lord for reading of his holy word, and may he ever have a blessing to it, and bless everyone. Thank God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for Deacon Tyler reading the opening scripture. We thank God for Evangelist May bringing us in with prayer, the opening prayer. Praise the Lord. And we thank God for all of you who have tuned in to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. For the benefit of those of you tuning in for the first time, I am the Watch Care Minister of Holy Temple Church of God here in Baltimore, Maryland. Praise the Lord. And I thank God because God is doing great and mighty work here in Baltimore. He is moving by his Spirit. Praise the Lord. And we just thank God for all things. I do give honor to my leaders, Pastor Richard Jackson, who is the president of the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God and also the Northern District Overseer. And our vice president is Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr. He is also the Southern District Overseer and pastor of Victory Temple Church of God in Jacksonville, Florida. And we thank God for all the people of God, giving honor to whom honor is due. We are so grateful for the blessings the Lord has given us. During the month of June, we have been featuring our youth. We have been reaching out to them and getting reports of how God is blessing them in such a great and mighty way. Praise the Lord. That Friday night service was a beautiful service. It was streamed live on the broadcast, and I truly enjoyed it, and I thank God for it. So at this time, we're going to just have some words coming from Evangelist May at this time, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond.
Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for the reading, the opening prayer, and the remarks that came through Evangelist Hameen. And I too can give witness on the service that was held, how the Lord blessed the youth at the youth convention, and I tell you, I enjoyed each and every one of them. I want to encourage them to keep working for the Lord and go after your deliverance to seek the Lord, that you may be filled with the Holy Ghost. And I can know the truth also say that the Lord is blessing. The Lord has been good, and he's been merciful unto us, and how the word of God is going out, is reaching different souls, and souls are being blessed. I've gotten reports of how souls were delivered, some who was in a hospital and their names were submitted for prayer, and how that the Lord delivered them out of the hospital. One who had a problem, couldn't see, the Lord blessed that man. Sounds like that man is going around. He's going and coming. He could see. He's moving around. He feels so much better. And another soul who was had to get a surgery, and the Lord blessed them to get that surgery. And we sent them a card, and they began, when they received the card, I got a message that they got up and they were gone. Before they could get out and go out of their house, the person had got up and was gone.
Thank you.
The Lord touched and blessed, and his other souls, the Lord, he's really blessing. They're calling in and letting us know that they've been blessed and how they feel, and giving different testimonies. I tell you, the Lord, he's good. And I'm just so thankful for this broadcast, because it has been a blessing even to me spiritually, and I'm glad about it. And I'm enjoying the time that the broadcast is scheduled to broadcast. I tell you, I'm just sitting waiting, to get on the broadcast. And yes. I tell you, I'm just enjoying the Lord, and I want to encourage all of those who are on the lines to continue to be encouraged and look to the Lord. And then, I mean, continue doing the will of the Lord, because this is what God wants. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for those beautiful words and exhortations coming through Evangelist May. And I can say of a truth that I am praising God. I'm so grateful because the Lord is being glorified. Someone is getting to know that God is a healer, that if you cry to him, if you pray, he will hear and he will answer. And he leaves the evidence behind. Hallelujah. And therefore, we can give those reports of what the Lord has done. And this is going to help somebody's faith to be increased. It's going to help somebody to put their trust in the Lord. Praise God. And I thank the Lord. I feel good down in my soul, and I feel like giving God some praise, because these are beautiful reports. It's good to know that somebody is telling what God has done, and those reports are encouraging to the hearer. If somebody else can hear about it, that would help them to release their faith and trust God for themselves. Because I know we do struggle at times with our faith. We struggle with unbelief. We struggle with doubt. Praise the Lord. But God will help us to overcome the doubt. He will take those doubts away by letting us know that he can and he will do everything. There's nothing too hard for him. There's nothing impossible. Praise the Lord. So I thank the Lord. I'm so grateful that you brought that out, Evangelist May. Praise God. And I just thank God. I'm feeling like getting stirred up now, and I'm feeling like going and giving God a praise, you know, because he is worthy. He's worthy, and we ought to give him more praise. We ought to be more thankful.
Amen,
Hallelujah, because God keeps on doing great things. He does not stop.
Amen.
He doesn't slow down.
Amen.
It doesn't matter that the world is filled with gross iniquity, gross sin. It doesn't matter that people don't believe. God is still doing great and mighty things. Hallelujah. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. We ought to go forth in the praises. We ought to lift him up. Amen. If you have a petition before God, you ought to go ahead and praise him for it right now. Not wait. Don't wait. But praise him right now and give him thanks. Hallelujah. And while you're praising him, while you're thanking him, he's already working things out. He's already setting things in order. He's fixing it for you. Praise the Lord. Your breakthrough is right at hand. the Lord is ready to deliver you, glory to God. But you just have to believe. Have that faith enough to praise him with faith. Amen. Praising him for it right now. You might not see it with your natural eye, but with your spiritual eye, you can see that God has already granted it unto you. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we're going to move forward in the broadcast. We're just so grateful. We thank God for you tuning in and giving God praise along with us. We are here to worship the Lord. We are here to lift him up. Amen. And before we go any further, I would like to give some announcements. And added to our prayer list is my coworker, Tammy Nothen. And let us pray for her, because at this time she is struggling with some health issues. And we're going to call her name out before the Lord and ask the Lord to intervene and to give her healing for her body. Amen. And we've had many people request prayer, as was stated, and now they're telling that God has healed them, God has blessed them, God has touched them, and they're just giving those great reports of deliverance and healing. Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. So let us continue in prayer for all the children and young people around the world. Let's continue to pray for the sick and the shut in, all the bereaved families. And this is climbing. Yes. This number is climbing every day.
Oh, yes.
People are dying all around the world, and families are in turmoil.
Yes.
Families are hurting. They're grieving. They're in pain, and they need that prayer.
Yes.
They need somebody to intercede on their behalf, praying to God for comfort and consolation. So let us continue to keep them lifted up in prayer. And all of those who are incarcerated, those who are poverty-stricken, homeless and hungry, and all the way around the world, you find these conditions, and they just need somebody to pray for them, and they also need a helping hand, somebody to reach out and help them. Because prayer is good, but if you have the means and you can be a blessing, reach out that way as well, and God will surely bless you. Amen. And let's keep praying for all of those who are on our prayer list. And again, we just thank God for our 36th Annual Youth Congress that was held Friday night, and I believe the night service is tonight at 7 p.m. at the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, if it be the Lord's will. And also, you can tune into this broadcast, the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show, by dialing in on Friday nights at 7 p.m. and Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. And the number to call would be 319-527-6763. You can also listen online by logging on to www.blogtalkradio.com/My King's Service Title I School. And I'll say that again. The online address is www.blogtalkradio.com/My King's Service Title I School. One is spelled out O-N-E. And if you would like to have a copy of any of the messages that have been broadcast or preached on the broadcast, you can go to that website and look them up on the on-demand broadcast and download any copy of any broadcast. If you wish to correspond with us by email, the email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. Also, you may correspond with us by postal mail, and that mailing address is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21201. 330, P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. You can submit any prayer request by email, or you can call or text 410-209-7500. Also, we would like to extend to you the invitation to be on the broadcast. If you so desire, if you have a testimony you would like to give, if you're a member of the clergy and you would like to have remarks after you a message or one of our broadcasts, you're certainly welcome to use our guest call-in line, and that number is 978-990-5270. The access code is 794-6408. Again, the guest call-in number is 978-990-5270, access code 794-6408. Praise the Lord. We thank God for you, for your patience, and we're going to prepare to go to the Word of God. Amen. And on this afternoon, I'd like for you to put your minds on the Lord and pray along with me as we go to the Word, and I'll be speaking from the King James Version Bible. And before we read the scriptures, please join me for a brief word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We bless your holy name, O God. We come before you and we humble ourselves. We open our ears and our hearts that you may speak unto us, oh, my God, and we ask that you will remove anything that's in the way so that we can hear when you speak. Lord, we ask that you will touch our hearts and move upon us, oh, God. Help us to receive your word, not our will, but let your holy will be done. Let your word have free course. Lord, the hearer be blessed, oh God, in the way that you intend, because when you send forth your word, it will not return unto you void. And we thank you. We praise your holy name. We ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. So for the next ensuing minutes, if you would get your Bibles, if you don't already have them and you would like to read along, let us go to the Word of God. I'll be speaking from the book of Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter, verse 1, and also verses 8 through 14. And then I'll move over to the book of Daniel, the 3rd chapter, and we're going to try to cover the entire chapter of 30 verses, if it be the Lord's will, and we're going to go as the Lord leads. Amen. Praise the Lord. And the book of Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter, the first verse reads, "Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them." Skipping down to verse 8, "Vanity of vanities, saith the preacher, all is vanity. And moreover, because the preacher was wise, still taught the people knowledge, yea, he gave good heed and sought out and set in order many proverbs. The preacher sought to find out acceptable words, and that which was written was upright, even words of truth. The words of the wise are as goads and as nails fastened by the masters of assemblies, which are given from one shepherd. And further, by these, my son, be admonished. Of making many books, there is no end. and much study is a weariness of the flesh. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Praise the Lord. I want to stop right here for now and just expound on the verses that were read in Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter. The first verse is exhorting us to remember our Creator in the days of our youth. But being that this month is featuring our youth, I want to speak out to you young people who are listening in to take heed to the word of God and remember your Creator while you're young. And if I were to use a subject, it would be remember God, and he will remember you. And the theme to focus on during this message is spiritual recall. Hallelujah. So if you are not as young as you used to be, and you remembered your Creator in the days of your youth, and now that you're older, believe me, God will never forget. He'll never forget the sacrifices that you made, praise the Lord. He'll never forget the tests and trials and how you trusted him and waited on him. Because you remembered him while you were in your youth. And I believe I've heard many testimonies of how when the individuals who are older now look back over their lives, they can see how blessed they were and how far God has brought them. And knowing that God hasn't brought them this far to leave them, but that he will be with them all the way, every step of the way. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But the days will come when we won't have any pleasure in the days that we see. Hallelujah. We're going to have the hard days. We're going to have the tragic days. Hallelujah. Those dark days are going to come. But remember God, and he will remember you. If you have a spiritual recall, you can remember that when you were in trouble, God came to your rescue, and he was there for you when you needed him. When you were sick in your body, hallelujah, you remembered God and you prayed unto him and he heard your prayer and he healed your body of whatever sickness or infirmity you had and raised you up, gave you a testimony, praise the Lord, a spiritual recall. So when we are faced with adversity, when troubles come our way, don't forget God. Hallelujah. God will not forget you. He'll be there for you. But let us not get caught up into vanity. Vanity, something that is vain. When a person is vain, they are conceited and they have pride. They're lifted up in pride. They think of themselves so highly that they are so much more than the next person. And it's all worthless. The vanity and excessive pride or admiration of one's own appearance or achievement. Just like King Nebuchadnezzar got lifted up, and he was brought down by God. So being proud, you will surely be brought down. God will bring you down. So don't get lifted up in pride, but remember to be humble before God. Always remember your Creator, and he will always remember you. Praise the Lord. And then in the ninth verse, the preacher was wise. The preacher taught the people knowledge. And this is what we need, because having this knowledge of God, it is the beginning of wisdom. Amen. Fearing God, is the beginning of wisdom. And this knowledge that comes along with it, God will give us the wisdom and the knowledge of his commandments, or what it is that he requires of us. Praise the Lord. So the preacher began to give good heed and to seek out and set in order many proverbs. These are wise sayings that will help you not only with your spiritual life or relationship with the Lord, but also in the natural. These proverbs are there for teaching us the ways of God. So the preacher also sought to find acceptable words, because words can do a lot. They can build you up or they can tear you down. Words can hurt or words can help. So it's important to seek out and find acceptable words, words that God is pleased with, because everything coming out of our mouths is not always acceptable. Praise the Lord, but we want God to be pleased with the words we say. Hallelujah. And we want to make sure that our words are full of truth, because these are the words that are going to have the most impact. These are the words that are going to have the most value. The words, according to the 10th verse, that the preacher sought out to be acceptable words, and that which was written was upright, even words of truth. Praise the Lord. So when we are ministering, we have to bear in mind that God has a special way of presenting his word. And if we will get out of the way and let God have his way, he will speak. He will minister to souls. He will deliver the bound souls. He will heal those who are sick. But we have to be willing vessels. Praise the Lord. And I believe that's the theme of the Youth Congress this year, the Youth Convention. The theme is vessels unto honor. Praise the Lord. Being a vessel unto honor, one that's willing and ready to be used by God. Hallelujah. Just allow him to move in your life, to operate in you. Learn how to pray and humble yourself and get to the point where you can surrender completely to the divine will and purpose of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. The 11th verse says, the words of the wise are as goads and as nails fastened by the masters of assemblies, which are given from one shepherd. Goad, that is a traditional farming implement used to spur or guide livestock. And so it is safe to say that we can use goads, or the words that are spoken by the wise, to represent something that urges or stimulates into action. Farmers wanted their livestock to move a certain way or get going. They would take this pointy stick. That's a goad. And they would poke and prod the livestock to make them move, to urge them to keep going. Hallelujah. And so the words of the wise are depicted as goads in that we are exhorted, we are urged on a regular basis to go forward in the Lord. Amen. To allow God to have his way in our life. The word of God itself is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. So the word of God is that goad coming to us from the mouth of the wise chosen vessels that God has chosen to minister unto us, unto others, even around the world. Praise the Lord. And further, by these, my son, be admonished. Hallelujah. Be advised, be counseled, or warned, or exhorted, urged. In other words, the word admonished can also mean reprove, upbraid, reprimand firmly. When the disciples didn't believe that Jesus had risen on the third day, he appeared to them and he upbraided them for their unbelief. In other words, he admonished them. Praise the Lord. So he advised them concerning the scriptures and the prophets. And that took away that unbelief that they had. He upbraided it. Amen. So let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter, and that is, fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. If you thought that your duty was something else, let me remind you of the word of God saying here that the whole duty of man is to fear God and keep his commandments. And that is the conclusion of the whole matter. And these days, people, they have a saying said at the end of the day, this is what it boils down to. These are words, in other words, this is the conclusion of the whole matter. At the end of everything, fear God and keep his commandments. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. So if you remember God right now, he will remember you. And when things seem to be turned upside down in your life, when trouble comes your way, toss, and the storms rise in your life, you can have a spiritual recall, remembering how good God has been to you, remembering all the blessings that God has bestowed upon you. Praise the Lord. And I want to speak to the youth today in particular and remind you of how good God is to the young people. And I want to go to Daniel, the third chapter, where we have King Nebuchadnezzar, who decided to make an image of gold. And when he made this image of gold, was for everyone who was in that land to bow down and worship the image. But you had some young men there by the names of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These young men were carried over to Babylon because King Nebuchadnezzar had seized the land. And so he took these youth
who were well educated and blessed of the Lord, and he began to send them for more education, teaching them the language of the Chaldees, teaching them all manner of things. Praise the Lord. And also, Daniel was a part of that, but we're talking about the three Hebrew boys who the king found out that they refused to bow down when they heard all kinds of music, and this was a stipulation that when they heard all kinds of music from various instruments, they were to fall down and worship the golden image that the king had set up. And if anyone refused to fall down and worship, the same hour they would be to the midst of a burning fiery furnace. But this did not move the three Hebrew boys. This did not scare them. They had no fear. Every step of the way. And they remembered God, his goodness and his mercy toward them. Praise the Lord. They might not have been where they wanted to be. Maybe they didn't want to be in captivity in the land of Babylon, but that's where they were, and they did not forget God. Hallelujah. But they remembered their Creator, and God surely remembered them. And so after finding out that these boys did not bow down and worship the golden image, King Nebuchadnezzar, he wanted to give them another chance. So he allowed the music to go forth because he had made this decree. And anyone who refused to obey the king's decree, there were grave consequences. Hallelujah. And so the three Hebrew boys, they began to speak to the king, saying, "O king, have not regarded thee." You know, in other words, we are not going to bow down and serve idol gods. We're not going to worship the golden image which you set up. Hallelujah. So the king, as you can imagine, was filled with rage and fury. And at that point, he began to command that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego be brought before him. All glory be to God. And when they got before him, the king began to speak to them about the situation, and they acknowledged that, yes, it is true. We're not going to serve this idol God. We're not going to bow down and worship the golden image. We serve the true and the living God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And even the Hebrew boys, they came to the conclusion in the 17th verse when they answered the king. They said, "If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king." Whichever way it goes, they were willing God that they serve, knowing that God had the power to deliver them out of the fiery furnace. Either way, God was going to deliver them, so they spoke it into existence by faith. They opened their mouths and said that God is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will They didn't say, well, he might or he probably. No, they were certain, and they had confidence, and they believed in the God that they served. Oh, thank you, Lord. And they spoke with boldness, saying, he will deliver us out of thine hand, O King. So the next time the devil rise up and cause you to be tempted or bring something to you, you can speak boldly and say these words, the God that I serve, oh, hallelujah, he will deliver me out of this situation. Oh, glory to God. If it's a sickness, you can say the God that I serve will heal me from this infirmity. Even if he doesn't, it doesn't mean he can't do it. Praise the Lord. Whatever his will is, that's what it shall be. So they resolved, saying, if it be so. In other words, whatever God chooses to do, it's all right with us. Whichever way it goes, if he want to cause us to leave this earth, that's fine too. Amen. Whatever God wants to do, you have to come to the realization that we need to accept what God allows. We need to accept the will of God. It's not going to always be like we want it to be. We're not going to always get everything we desire. Praise the Lord. But if we remember our Creator, he will remember us. And who is to say that God won't grant you the desires of your heart? Oh, praise the Lord. Yeah. So they began to speak to the king with boldness, and that just angered that king, King Nebuchadnezzar. He was wroth with them so much so that the form of his visage was changed against them. He commanded that they be thrown into the fiery furnace, our Lord Jesus. But he had a special request. He wanted it to be heated up 7 times more than what it was already heated. That's just how angry he was that they did not honor his decree. They refused to bow down and worship the image, the golden image. Hallelujah. Yes. Oh, glory to God. This is how angry the devil will get with us. When we don't do what the devil wants us to do, he is angry. He wants to inflict pain on us. He's going to stir things up to cause trouble for us. But that's all right. God is with us even in trouble. He's a very present help in trouble. Oh, praise the Lord. So then they bound up these young men, their hosen and their hats on, and other garments, and they were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Oh, they had no fear because they went in faith, believing God for their deliverance. So then the king's commandment was quite urgent, and that furnace was very hot. It was exceeding hot, so much so that the men who went to cast these 3 Hebrew boys in the furnace, the flame leaped out and flew them. So they died. But the 3 Hebrew boys fell down and they're bound all up, and they began to walk around in the furnace. Oh, praise the Lord. With their hats and clothes on. The fire couldn't even singe or burn their clothes. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, because God got in there with them and took the heat out of the flame. So there they were. And all of a sudden, King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished. He rose up in haste, verse 24, and spake and said unto his counselor, did not we cast 3 men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. At that point, God began to show up and manifest his power, because three young men remembered their Creator in the days of their youth. Oh, and God showed up with a strong hand, to the astonishment of the king and all of those around, the princes and all those noble men. Oh, praise the Lord. And they all got to see the glory of God. And you, if you yield yourself as a willing vessel unto honor to be used by God, God will surely manifest himself, and he will show up and be glorified in your life. Hallelujah. When the enemy tries to make you give up or try to make you do something that is not right, that you know God is not pleased with, you can believe and trust in the Lord and have faith, saying, I know God is going to deliver me out of this situation. I know God is going to give me the strength I need to help me not to yield to this temptation. Because God can do it, and he will, as he did for these three young men. Oh, praise be to God. And they went forth, and they began to believe God the more, and just allow God to have his way in their life. And I want to urge you today to just invite the Lord to come into your life and allow him to have his way. Let God do whatever he wants to do your life. And this changed everything. After the king looked and he saw the fourth one that looked like the Son of God. Oh, praise the Lord. The king himself, he came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace, and he spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God. He began to recognize, oh, yes, he did, that they served the Most High God. And he called them to come forth and to come to him. So they came forth out of the midst of the fire. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
And I'm thinking on this, how the time we find ourselves as if we are in the midst of a fiery, burning furnace, my God, and it seems like the heat has been turned up many times. But God, he will step in right there with us, and he will deliver us up out of the furnace, over to God, without any hurt. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Without any lasting effects, not even the smoke of the fire. Nothing can harm us. Praise the Lord. God, he will be glorified. So the king called them, and they came forth out of the midst of the fire. Princes, governors, captains, kings, counselors, being gathered together, they saw these men upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was an hair of their head singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He turned away from the idol that he had made, that golden image that he had set up. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He began to just recognize the God of heaven. Amen. The true and the living God. And he began to bless the God of these Hebrew boys. Amen. If you can just mute your phone, whoever's traveling. Praise God. And God, he began to move in such a way. Oh, glory to God. He did a wonder in the midst of all who observed these things that went on. They saw him. They witnessed what God did. Amen. Praise the Lord. And God, he began to just, I tell you, that's the kind of God we serve. That is the kind of God we serve, who will show up and do such great and mighty things. Amen. So I just want to read verses 28 through 30. And it reads, then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word. Changed the king's word. I had to put emphasis on that. And yielded their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. So God has the power to change the king's word. Yeah, the king said this is going to happen and that's going to happen, but God changed the king's word, and it was the way God wanted it and not the way the king wanted it. Hallelujah. Therefore, I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which spake anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. Hallelujah. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. So you see, somebody is need to mute their phone. I hear a lot of background noise. So if you don't mind, put your phone on mute. Praise the Lord. God bless. So we just thank God for the word of God, and thank God because God proves himself every time. And we go back to the title, Remember God and He Will Remember You. Spiritual recall. Just think back on what the Lord has done. That's all you have to do. When you're faced with a very trying day, when it seems like you're on the verge of just giving up, you ought to have a spiritual recall and just remember all the things that God has done for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you, God is just a mighty, mighty good God, and he is worthy to be praised. And so today, on this afternoon, maybe you've been going through a lot of things, and you just need some help to get through these things. You need strength. You need encouragement. I'm here to encourage you today to remember your Creator right now. Amen. If you are youth facing peer pressure, being bullied, or having all other types of temptations coming your way, remember God and he will remember you. Remember now your Creator while you're young, while the evil days come not, because those days are coming. If you keep on living, you're going to get older and older and older. Living and aging can bring about a lot of changes in your life. Getting older can bring about a lot of problems in your life. Things are not going to be the way they were while you're young. When you get older, your health might decline or deteriorate. Your eyesight might get low and dim, and you might even lose your eyesight. Your hearing gets bad to the point where people have to talk real loud in order for you to hear them. But while the evil days come not, you ought to invest all your time into serving the Lord, remembering your Creator in the days of your youth. Because as you can hear from a lot of elderly people, they are living in days where they have no pleasure in them. Amen. Vanity. Don't be vain. Don't be lifted up in pride, but be humble. Be obedient to the commandments of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we're going to go to God in prayer. We're going to pray unto the Lord. Maybe you've been desiring to give your life to Jesus. And right now is the best time to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, to invite him to come into your life and allow him to be the guide in your life, to be the captain of your life. Allow him to use you and to have his way in your life. Praise the Lord. And maybe there's someone who's feeling discouraged and feeling cast down. And I want to encourage you to reach out to the Lord and remember your Creator, and he will surely remember you. Praise the Lord. All you have to do is ask him, Lord, remember me. Oh, glory to God. And he will remember you. Praise the Lord. Maybe there's someone who has a sickness in your body or struggling with an affliction that has come on you unexpectedly. God is a healer, and he has the power to make you whole, completely whole. Thank you, Lord. All you have to do is just believe him and have faith. Be willing to believe the Lord. Be willing to have that faith and to release everything. Don't hold back. Don't draw back. Don't grasp a hold of any doubt, but release the doubt. Release unbelief. Let it go. Hallelujah. And put all your faith and trust in the Lord and have that peace. Have that confidence, knowing that you are in the hand of the Lord and you are willing to accept what God allows. God will do it for you. So as we, the Lord in prayer, let us humble our hearts and let us be of a contrite spirit, broken down. If you've committed any sins, be godly sorry, to the point where you never want to commit sins again before God. You never want to do wrong again. You have to repent. You have to repent of your sins. Oh, glory to God. Sometimes sicknesses will come upon us because of sin, because we're not obeying the commandments or keeping the commandments of God. And if that be the case, you should repent right now and ask the Lord to forgive you and to have mercy upon you. And we're going to pray to God on that behalf. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We come before you. We humble ourselves. Lord, we ask for mercy. We ask for forgiveness of sin, asking you to blot out all of our transgressions. Oh, Lord God, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Purge us on the inside, Lord. Wash us in your blood. Sanctify us, oh, Lord, on the inside and on the outside. Move upon us right now, Lord, and lay your hand on us, Jesus. We need a touch from you, Lord God. Touch our hearts, Lord. Oh, my God, touch our minds. And, Lord, work on us. Make us what you have us to be. And let us not forget you, our Creator. Let us always remember your goodness, your mercy, your grace. Let us always remember how blessed we are to know that you hear and you answer prayer. Lord, we are praying for those who desire to accept you as their personal Savior. And we are asking you, Lord, to make yourself known to them and to abide in their heart. Oh, God, and forgive all of their sins. Take away their sins, Lord, and fill them with the Holy Ghost, Lord Jesus. Come into their life. Take full control. Have preeminence in their lives. And use them, Lord, to your glory and honor. Have your way right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, Lord, to do everything, and there's nothing too hard for you, oh God. And you've always been there for us. You promised that you would never leave us, neither forsake us, Lord. We bring all of our burdens, and we lay them down before you. We cast all of our cares on you, Lord. We know that you care for us and that you love us. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. And if there be anyone who feels that no one cares, that no one loves them, let them know, Lord, that they are loved. Let them know that you care for them and that you are willing to bless them this day in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, and take away all negativity. Take it away right now, Lord. And give them a spiritual joy. Lord, give them happiness. Oh, my God, give them peace on the inside. Those who are troubled in their mind, Lord, regulate their mind. Those who are disturbed emotionally, oh, my God, I pray right now that you will settle their emotions right now while we're praying this prayer. Work on them, Lord Jesus. And fix them the way that you want them to be. Lord God, we come to you and we pray for all of those who are incarcerated, asking you to please, oh my God, visit them where they are and save them, Lord, from their bonds. We know you're able to deliver them, deliver their souls, oh God. And if it be your will, give them their natural freedom in the name of Jesus. You know all about it, oh God, because there are so many who are wrongfully locked up behind bars and they did not commit the crime that they were locked up for, oh God. And I pray that you will give them their freedom, Lord, if it be your will. Do wonders in their lives. And let them know that you care in the name of Jesus. And now, Lord, we pray a special prayer for my co-worker, Tambra Nothin. Lord, we are asking you to please, oh God, lay your hand upon her right now. You have the power, Lord, to make her whole. Touch her body, Lord, and heal her from the infirmity. Lord God, give her strength and encouragement. Oh, my God, and help her to go through. Let her know that you are there for her and that you will heal her. Oh, my God, have your way and do it according to your will in the name of Jesus. Lord, please remember our youth. Touch them right now, God. Encourage them and preserve their lives. Don't let the enemy destroy them. Don't let the enemy tear them down. But, Lord, build them up. Oh, my God, and let your holy angels be encamped all around them for protection. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that you will save the young people. Lord God, deliver them and bring them out. Only you can do it, Lord. Nobody but you, as you did with the three Hebrew boys. You brought them out of the burning fiery furnace. Lord God, what you've done before, you can do the same. Even in this day and age, we believe it right now, oh God, and we are looking unto you.
And for all of those who are on the prayer list, Lord, we pray for the bereaved families, for comfort, for consolation. Oh, Lord Jesus, be close. Be close to those families, Lord, and help those families during this difficult time in their lives, during the grief, oh God, the pain of their heart. Only you know, God. Only you are acquainted with it, Lord, and you know how to touch. You know how to comfort. You know, Lord, just what to do. We're asking you to please remember the bereaved families, oh Lord, and all of those who are less fortunate, Lord, those who are without food and shelter, remember them today. And if there's anything else, anyone else that we should have mentioned in this prayer, you know all about it, Lord, and we're asking you to remember them, oh God, and work it out. We believe you, Lord, and we give you thanks. We thank you for hearing our prayer, Lord. We thank you for blessing us,
thank
oh
you,
God.
Jesus.
We thank you for having mercy
thank
upon
you,
us.
Thank you
for
Jesus.
Deliverance, oh God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, because you
thank
hear
you.
Our prayer so many times and you come to
yes.
see about
thank
it.
You
answer while we're
thank
calling.
You,
we thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that
yes.
you've done. For what you're doing even now,
thank you,
and for what you're about to do. We praise you, Lord. We magnify
yes,
you,
yes.
and we lift you up. Oh,
yes.
my God, we thank you for this prayer. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for everyone who's listening, Lord. We pray, God, that you will send the blessing down, a special blessing, and let the blessing overtake each and every one, Lord. Do it, oh, God. Let it be done according to your will. We believe it and we count it as done. And we thank you. We ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Praise be to God. Truly, we thank God for the word of God. We thank God once again for all of you. And at this time, we're going to have remarks from Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for that beautiful message, inspiring message, encouraging message. I tell you, God is so good to us and to his people, and even to those who are not saved, he's still good to them. The message was telling us to remember God, and he will remember you. And I thank God because I can be a witness. I remember the Lord and how the Lord has remembered me. And I can have a spiritual recall in the many times how that the Lord came to my rescue. When trouble was all around, the Lord was there to deliver. Just as she preached and spoke about Daniel, and about the Hebrew boys, I tell you, he's a deliverer. He is a deliverer, especially when you remember him and keep his commandments. He will remember you. That was such a beautiful message on today, and I hope that someone has been blessed through this message. I know I have, and I'm encouraged to go on with the Lord, and I encourage you, Dennis, I mean, to continue to preach the word of God and let the Lord have his way, and that the Lord will continue to bless this broadcast. And thank God for everyone that is on this broadcast that listened in on today. We encourage you to continue to tune in to this broadcast that you may be blessed. God bless you, Yanya Samin.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for those beautiful exhortations and encouraging words coming through Evangelist May. We just thank God once again for each and every one of you for tuning in and supporting us and praying for us. We are so grateful
yes.
to the Lord
yes.
that we have your support and your love and all your prayers. We just thank God. We can't thank him enough for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. We want you to know that we love you and we are thankful. And we thank God for Deacon Tyler also for being on the broadcast with us and reading the open scripture and I could say of a truth that he definitely is an encouraging force in the church to,
yes,
the young, to the youth. Amen. A great example,
yes,
of what it means to,
yes,
be dedicated to the work of the Lord. And I thank God for him. And,
yes,
maybe he has some words. Deacon Tyler, would you like to have anything else to say?
Yes, give an honor to you, Pastor. I was just thanking the Lord for the service today and the words that came across today about, you know, remembering God, and he won't forget you because he will remember you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a witness to that. So he has just taken me through so many things in my life, healed my body so many times, you know. And I just thank God because I know he's real. And I'm just grateful that, you know, the Lord, he is there in my life. Because he has brought me from a mighty, mighty long way, and I'm so grateful,
yeah,
that he is keeping me. And I thank God. I'm going through something right now, but I know God is there. God never will leave you. He said he'd be with you all the way even to the end of the world, and I'm a true believer of that.
Yeah.
If you do what he's requiring of you to do, and I thank God for all things. I thank God for even for I just went through an operation on my eyes this past week, a cataract surgery. And God, he brought me through that. You know, like I said, my trust is in God totally. My trust is not in the doctors. But before I go under any anesthesia, before the doctors do anything, I ask God to bless their hands, you know, because without the blessing from the Lord, it probably wouldn't turn out the way that they turn out. And I just thank God because I know God, he's able to do all things but fail. So I just want the people on the line just to pray for me. And I thank even thank God for the youth. I've been listening to their services and how they're going after the Lord. And that's really a great thing. You can't go wrong by going after the Lord because he will definitely answer you if you have a sincere heart. And he will go with you and he will do what he says he will do. And I'm a witness of that also. So I thank God for all things in his name. Please keep me in prayer.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for Deacon Tyler and for those words and sharing how God has been there for him and how the Lord just keeps on blessing him. And I tell you, God is just a mighty God. And we also thank God for his companion, who is our general church mother, Mother Lily Tyler.
Amen.
I don't know if she's there, but if she is, and she would like
to. No, she's here.
Come on, Mother. We got to hear from our mother, praise the Lord.
Yeah, yeah.
Got to get those words of wisdom, amen. And also, remember that this month is Youth Empowerment Month, praise the Lord. God bless, Mother Tyler.
Oh, praise the Lord. I'm glad to be able to be here. Thank God also and give honor to all of y'all evangelists. I just thank God for his goodness and his mercy. And I thank the Lord because I can bear witness. When you remember the Lord in your youth, he will remember you. When you get old, he won't forget you when you get old. So I just thank God for the word of God, for the word of God that has sustained me down through the years. And I'm just grateful for it. The opportunity to be able to even hear the word of God because it's going out now. It's going out now. Can't keep it shut up. It's going out. So I thank God for it. And I do ask your prayers for me. And also I thank God for what you're doing. Praise the Lord. Thank
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for our general mother. Praise God. Our general church mother. And I can say the truth, when I came to the church and I was going to Sunday school, and when I got under her teaching, I never wanted to miss a Sunday school after that. Praise the Lord. God has blessed her with great wisdom in the scriptures, and, you know, he has anointed her to teach, and I learned so much by being in Sunday school. So I thank the Lord for our mother, and she is a wise woman of God, and she does impart her wisdom for the edification of the body of Christ. And I just thank God for you, Mother. Be encouraged. Also, Deacon Tyler, be encouraged. Thank God for you, Evangelist May. You have been with me and helping me all this time, and I thank God for you and for your ministry. Praise the Lord. So I'm just grateful in it. And I just want to say to the youth, wherever you are, all around, be encouraged and know that someone cares, that someone is praying for you. Amen.
Amen.
And don't wait another day, but today, give your life to Jesus. Live for him while you're in your youth, while you can do a lot for the Lord. And God, he'll remember you and he will bless you greatly. And as the scripture was saying, that those days that come, you say, I have no pleasure in them, that's when you need God to remember you. Hallelujah. Because those can be some rough days. And we definitely need the Lord to help us through those unpleasant days. Amen. Praise God. So we are thankful to the Lord. Thank God for this broadcast and for your patience. And without further ado, we're going to go ahead on and close the broadcast out. And this will conclude the broadcast until we meet again on Friday evening at 7 p.m., if it be the Lord's will, Eastern Standard Time. In the meantime, let us keep our minds on the Lord. Let us take the word of God in and let us live by it daily. And this concludes the broadcast for this afternoon. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you.
God bless everyone.
God bless you.
God bless.